E uma pessoa está perguntando como se trabalha com os
And
raios.
someone is asking, how does one work with the rays?
A humanidade não trabalhou suficientemente os sete raios quando esta informação lhe foi
Humanity
dada.
did not
Porque a
work
informação
adequately
sobre os
on the
sete
seven
raios foi
rays when
dada
this information
algumas
was given.
décadas atrás, bem
Because
claramente,
information on the
para
seven
todos que
rays was
precisavam
given a
dela.
few decades
E
ago,
quando a
very
hierarquia
clearly,
passou esta informação,
to all
a
those who
informação
needed
dos
to
sete
know.
raios,
And
o
when the hierarchy
conhecimento,
gave
a
this
humanidade não
information
trabalhou
in the
aquilo
treatise on the seven
suficientemente, a
rays by
humanidade não
Alice
deu valor
Bailey,
para aquilo,
humanity
de
did
novo,
not work
não
on
chegou
that
à
adequately.
consciência humana. Para dizer
Humanity
de
did
outro
not
jeito,
value this information. It did
o que
not
faltou à
touch human
humanidade,
consciousness, except maybe
e a
one
gente
or
sempre
other
pensa que quem
person.
sabe a
And there
coisa,
was a
essa
lack
falta
of
de
humility
humildade,
because
que
we
não
always
sabe,
think we
se a
already know all
informação
about it.
chegou, é porque
A lack
muitos
of
anos,
humility
ou
because we
toda a
don't know.
humanidade,
If the
cada um
information
teria se
came to us,
aproximado dos
it's
raios de
because
uma
we needed
forma,
it,
e a
all of us, as
humanidade teria ficado
humanity.
muito mais trabalhada,
Each one
a
was
humanidade teria
supposed to
evoluído
work on the
mais
rays in a
se
specific
tivesse
way, and
feito
then
esse
humanity
trabalho,
would have been
se
worked on much better.
submetido, enfim,
Humanity
aquelas
would have
leis
evolved
e
much
aquelas
more if it had
informações
done
que
this
ali
work, if
estavam
it had
sendo
submitted to these
apresentadas.
laws and to that
Faltou
information
humildade,
which was being
faltou
presented.
renúncia a hábitos, a
There was a
tendências,
lack of
faltou
humility.
a
Old
gente
habits
renunciar
were
àquilo
not
que
given
tinha
up. We
aprendido
would
sobre
have had
energia,
to forego
e o
all that
fato
we
é que
had
os
learned
raios não
before
foram
about energy.
trabalhados. Os raios em si
And the
cumpriam
fact
a
is
sua
that the
tarefa,
rays were
cumpriam
not
tanto, o
worked
mundo
with.
está aí,
The rays in
muitas das coisas
themselves fulfilled
manifestaram,
their task, so
mas
much
os
so that
seres
the world is
não
here. Many
trabalharam
things were
conjuntamente.
manifested.
Haja
But
visto o que
humans did not
aconteceu com a
work together.
ciência.
We can see this
O
by
quinto
what happened to
raio
science.
trabalhou,
The
quinto
fifth
raio
ray
fez a parte
carried
dele.
out its work.
Vocês veem o que os
The fifth
cientistas estão
ray did its
fazendo.
part, but you
De
can
forma
see
que
what
a
the
nossa
scientists are
parte
doing.
faltou.
So that
E
our
assim
side
foi
was
com
lacking, and
todos
the
os
same thing
raios,
happened with practically
praticamente.
all of the
Agora,
rays.
esses raios fizeram a parte deles,
Now, these
nós não
rays
fizemos a nossa,
did their part.
mas podemos
We did not do
conscientizar
ours,
isto,
but
como
we
essa
can become
pessoa está
aware of this.
querendo, como essa pessoa está
The
buscando,
way this
e
person
já
here is asking, this
recuperarmos
person
o
is
tempo perdido.
seeking, and we can
Porque
begin,
neste novo ciclo da
make
Terra,
up
no
for
ciclo
lost
temporal
time,
da Terra,
because
vai
this new
haver
cycle of the
uma
earth,
presença
this
muito
new
maior do que
stage of
agora,
the earth,
e
will
vai
have the
haver
presence of the
uma
rays much
incidência
more
de outros
than
cinco
now.
raios, porque os
And the
raios não são só
manifestation of the
sete,
other five
como
rays,
sabemos.
because there
Então,
are not only
como a
seven
humanidade
rays,
não
as we know.
trabalhou sete, ela só foi
Since humanity
trabalhada,
did
mas ela
not
não
work with
trabalhou,
the seven
para
rays,
ela, os cinco
it was
raios
worked on
seguintes,
by
que
the
não
rays,
dizem
but
respeito
humans
à
themselves did
material,
not work with the
ficaram
rays.
misteriosos,
For humanity, the next five
inacessíveis, por
rays that
enquanto,
are not
e não
concerned with the
poderíamos
material
estar
level
trabalhando os
have
outros
remained
cinco
mysterious and
internamente,
inaccessible up until now.
subjetivamente, mais
And
do que
we could
estamos
already be
trabalhando.
working with the other five,
Então, como essa
inwardly,
pessoa gostaria de
subjectively,
saber como é
more
que ela
than
vai
we are
trabalhar
doing.
os raios,
So since
podemos
this
saber
person would
que
like to know how to
vários
work
raios
with the
estão
rays,
trabalhando.
we can know
Inclusive,
that
os
several rays
raios
are working on
trabalham
us,
não materialmente.
including the
Mas a nossa
non-material rays.
parte seria
But
nós
our part would
aplicarmos
be
sobre o
to
nosso corpo
apply on our
mental,
mental body,
sobre o nosso corpo
to
emocional
apply on
e
our
sobre o nosso
emotional
corpo
body,
etérico
and
físico,
on our physical
uma
etheric body,
certa vontade
a certain
de
will
elevar estes
to
corpos.
uplift
Então, nós
these
teríamos
bodies.
que ter uma disposição,
So we would
teríamos que
have
ter
to
uma
have
intenção
the
e teríamos
willingness,
que ter
we would have to
vontade
have the
de
intention,
elevar
and we would have to have
qualidade
the
e a vibração
willpower
desses
to
corpos.
uplift the
Então,
quality and the
ficar
vibration of
examinando,
these bodies.
ficar observando
So we
tudo
have to
aquilo
watch,
que não
we have to
eleva
take
o meu
notice
corpo
of
mental,
everything
eu
that does
dispenso.
not uplift the mental
Tudo
body.
aquilo que não
I get
eleva
rid of
o meu corpo
everything that does not
emocional,
uplift
eu
my
também vou
emotional body.
eliminando.
I
E
also
tudo
avoid
aquilo que densifica o meu corpo etérico
everything that
físico, eu também
densifies my
vou
physical etheric
evitando.
body.
Mas
I
para
also
isso, como se
avoid.
disse, precisa, às vezes,
But
renúncia a
this, as we
certos
have said,
hábitos, precisa
calls
de
for
renúncia
renouncing
a
certain
tendências, a
habits.
esquemas, e precisa também
It calls for
humildade
renouncing,
diante
giving up our
daquilo que se
tendencies,
apresenta para nós fazermos naquele
our set
momento,
patterns,
nesse campo.
and we need humility to be able to
E
do
outra
that which
coisa que
comes to
nós
us at the
podemos
time
também
in this area.
colaborar para que esses
And
raios
another
fiquem
thing with
mais
which we can also
integrados no
cooperate
nosso ser,
so that these
enquanto
rays may become more
trabalhamos em
integrated into our
colaboração com
being,
ele, junto com
so that we can work together with them and to work along with them, is for us to exercise inclusiveness. We have to be more inclusive. To be inclusive does not mean to accept everything. Inclusive means not to be closed to things, because in principle you do not know in what way you can cooperate for something to be transformed. So if you say no to something, this is not inclusiveness. You don't have to say yes to something that is not clear to you, but you also don't have to say no. You don't have to say yes, but don't say no categorically. Remain neutral until you know more about it and to see if you can do something there. So this way of working with the rays sometimes leads us to say yes, and we wait a little, and to see if it is really yes, we wait a little more, and we see if it is yes, and then we say yes. And if it is no, we wait a little, then we wait a little more, and if it is no, then we say no. But be careful, because sometimes it is a combination of both. So this ray of inclusiveness, which is love wisdom, is this way. It doesn't do all this work in siding with the no. In doing all this work, the no becomes less no, the yes becomes less of a yes, and here's where wisdom comes in. And here's where an energy comes in that we are only going to know in this ray and not in our own way of saying yes and no, which is a very limited way. So in this ray, in the energy of this ray, we are going to perceive, we are going to experience or to live or to create in this love wisdom. And this is a training. We are not going to attain this balance right away. We are going to receive many lessons and undergo many tests. We are going to make mistakes. We are going to be successful. And we have to persist in love. No matter what might be happening, you keep on going. You go forward. This is the second ray. The second ray is never going to leave you. It's never going to send you away. The second ray is going to resolve you, and you are going to resolve yourself in the second ray. See how much is still lacking for us to work with the rays. We think we know everything, that we have read everything, that we don't need anything else, and everything is yet to be done. We can see this in daily life. We can see this from the way people live their lives, in the kind of relationships, and here we are only talking of the second ray. But the rays are seven on this level, working for the manifestation. And then to help this work of these rays, we would also have to apply the knowledge we have received in life. It's no use our knowing something and not applying it, our knowing one thing and living another and doing something else. Here, in the third ray, we would have to learn how to apply that which is available to us, our talent. I wonder if all of us can guarantee that we apply all that we are worth. Is there anyone who applies all that he or she knows, all that he or she is worth? Is there anyone here who does all that he or she is capable of doing? So you can see how the third ray is far away. Because if we look at all that we have been prepared for, all that we have been prepared for, or all that for which we have already received a certain preparation, we see we don't put it into practice because we wait so that we can become better prepared. We wait to become more mature. There are some people who know how to do certain things extremely well, and we don't find those people doing anything at all. They are doing other things, but not those things that they can do much better. This is lack of the third ray. It comes from the lack of contact with the third ray. Because each one of us has some aspect that is more prepared than others. So while we learn other things, we can apply that which is best in us. But we have so many illusions, for example. We are too busy, we have too much to do, we don't have the time to do that, or the time has already passed, I no longer feel the urge. See what a lack of the third ray. These are the illusions of the person's mind. That person may stop doing something because others will do it, and so the person does something else. This is a lack of the third ray. This is one of the most active rays on earth, and one of the most active rays in humanity. And we act this way in regards to it, then imagine what we do in regard to the others. This is one of the most active rays, so see, we really have to think through these issues. We have to rethink these attitudes because there are still another five rays to which we have to begin to relate. But this is the basis. Well, we have looked at the first, the second, and the third. Let's go to the fourth, which is our quest for all that is harmonious and for all that is beautiful. I wonder if we really seek this. I'm not sure. Because if you go around, you find things that are out of place, things that are dirty, things that are disorderly, things that are unfinished, things that are done carelessly, things that are done unwillingly. These cannot express that harmony which they are meant to express. And if I don't see beauty, and if I don't see harmony in the souls with which I interrelate, these souls lose the opportunity of having this harmony, this beauty, called forth in them. So a soul is beautiful, is harmonious, a soul is perfect in its essence. But what are we doing with this soul? Are we regarding it as something beautiful? Are we regarding it as something perfect? Or are we considering it something imperfect? Or are we looking at the flaws in it? So we have to practice this fourth ray. We have to open ourselves up to this fourth ray. And if this fourth ray becomes active in us, if we really channel this fourth ray, we will enter this hall, and in the fourth ray we will perceive the best possible way to arrange this hall, for it to be harmonious and clean and bright and with a good vibration. I can see this just by entering here. So instead of coming in here to find a place to sit down, which I also have to do, I come in here looking out for the best this hall is offering, in the environment, in everything, in the vibration, in the air, everything. I see this, I'm aware of this, even though it may not yet be totally manifested. So I look at everything here and I see the maximum potentiality that is present here, the greatest potentiality that this place has to radiate, simplicity, harmony, beauty, with whatever there is here. I have to be in this ray to be able to evoke all that is most harmonious, most beautiful that exists here, in all these objects, all these things. Because all these things we see here can become more within their scope if I attract this, if I am attentive to this, if I cooperate with this. So here there are many objects, and if these things are arranged with harmony, all this here becomes more harmonious. It becomes more beautiful than if it were all disorderly. So here we have lots of windows with curtains. If each curtain is drawn in a different way, if they are not harmonious, this place does not radiate all it could radiate. It does not reach us bearing a certain vibration of beauty. It does not reach us. So we have a way to live the fourth ray. It is up to us to do this. We don't have to wait for others to do it. It's up to us. And as for the fifth ray, which we saw before, it is a well-known ray in science, and we can see what this ray has done and what the scientists do with this energy, what they do with that which is available to them. But for us, who are not scientists, this fifth ray gives us the possibility to really concentrate on some subject. I wonder if we really concentrate on our intentions. All of us have good intentions. If not, we would not be here. If we did not have good intentions, we would not receive the help to be present in a place like this. And if we did not have good intentions, we could perhaps not even be alive. We are alive, we are kept alive, because we have good intentions. But I wonder if we concentrate adequately on our intentions. I can have the intention to be punctual. I can have the intention to fulfill what I am supposed to do. But I wonder if we are really focused on this, or if we fail when the time comes. I have the intention for sure, but when the time comes, I fail to carry it through. When the time comes, I just don't do it. When the time comes, it just doesn't happen. This is because the fifth ray has not set in. This is a lack of the presence of the fifth ray. See, how many people would like not to drop their notebooks on the floor? No one drops his or her notebook intentionally. The intention is not to allow the notebook to fall on the floor. And yet the notebooks keep on falling. This is the lack of the fifth ray. It is a lack of focusing one's decision, and not only one's intention. It is a lack of focusing one's mind, of focusing one's energy, so that other things happen according to one's intentions. This is the fifth ray. One's intention might be another ray. We can have a loving intention or any other kind of intention. The quality of the intention is something else. But the fifth ray is for you to hold that steady, for that to be fulfilled, for that to really happen. And the fifth ray is very active as well, like the third ray. The fifth ray is very active. If we know how to invoke it, if we know how to keep it before us, if we know how to hold it in our hearts and in our minds, this fifth ray can take us far. The fifth ray can make it possible for a lot of things to happen, and the world can improve considerably. This is a time, a stage of the world and of this humanity in which the fifth ray is very active. The fifth ray is very present, and we are not more precise, we are not firmer, because we have not made a thorough link with this ray, because we don't pay attention to this. We have not yet made up our minds to incorporate this fifth ray. And the sixth ray is a very well-known ray in this group, because it is the ray of devotion. This is a ray, a quality, this is an energy that begins to be manifested when I have a very exclusive dedication, when I am not divided, in face of an ideal or in face of a task. So for us to be very dedicated, for us not to be divided, for our dedication not to be lukewarm or not to be half-hearted, because we are dedicated, we have this ray, we have the energy of devotion, the energy of dedication, but other things creep in there. And we say, well, I'm not going to love this wholeheartedly, I'm not going to dedicate myself totally to this, because I don't like this or that which is happening. I don't think that person is suitable, so I'll only go so far. I'm not going to love, but only give up a certain point. I'm not going to dedicate myself totally. This is a lack of the sixth ray. This comes from a failure to incorporate this ray, because this ray knows well what it is doing. You should not hold back devotion. You should not confine the movement of devotion. You must not be afraid of being devoted. You have to see what you are devoted to, where you are channeling your devotion. But if you are aware of where you are placing this energy, you should not be measuring it. So if you have come to the conclusion that you are to be devoted to the one and only, there is nothing else for you to do except to be devoted to the one and only. If you have already perceived that you have to be exclusively dedicated to that part of the plan of evolution that was entrusted to you, you must not doubt. You should not do it halfway or merely partially. There are some people who do only just a little bit in order not to get hurt. They are afraid of getting injured. They say, if I get into this, maybe I could get walloped, and then what will become of me? This happens because of lack of devotion. This is lack of devoted love. This ray is closely linked to the second. It's hard to separate these two, devotion and love wisdom. This is our dedication. All that we apply to our task, to the part of the plan of evolution that was entrusted to us, we have to have devotion for this. There is nothing to justify your not doing your part totally, as though all the others were doing their part. Because this is a weakness of those who are devoted. They know their part. This is theirs to fulfill. But since the part is a group task and the others are not even aware of their part, they begin to hold back. They say, no, why am I going to do this if the others don't do their part? So I'm going to do less. I'm going to do just a little bit. This is lack of devotion. This is absence of this ray. We have to open up to this ray, because devotion doesn't wear anyone out. Devotion does not exhaust anyone. You think that if you are being very devoted, you are thereby going to suffer. What suffers is your densest part. What suffers is your more self-centered side, not your pure and genuine side. The part of you that is pure and true needs devotion. Your inner part, your inner essence needs devotion. It needs the practice of devotion. Now you have to see where you are going to apply this devotion, to what you are going to channel it. This you have to do. But once you see where it must go, there are no limits. Otherwise, this energy will not flow. It will not become present. This ray will not become totally resolved. And the seventh ray. The seventh ray is one of the most current, important, and necessary rays. It causes us to guide our bodies and our action within order and within harmony, within discipline. And this has to be done intelligently. The seventh ray is not going to make you do something topsy-turvy. It will not make you guide your bodies with aggression.
fazendo dos seus corpos
doing violence to your bodies. You don't have to do violence to anything in the seventh ray. This is done in an orderly way. This control of the bodies is done in an orderly way, with discipline. And this has to be done spontaneously. When this energy of order, this energy of discipline is pure, when it is spontaneous, you don't have to exert any effort to do this. You don't have to be coerced into doing this. When you really incorporate this ray, when this ray really flows through you, all you do is spontaneous. It comes naturally to you. And if you have to work hard at being orderly, you are still taking your first steps in the seventh ray. Now, when this ray really flows, you live in an orderly way, spontaneously, without even realizing it. This comes naturally to you: discipline, order, cleanliness, punctuality, correct procedure. All this comes spontaneously. You don't have to make any effort, because this is the ray that does it. Where there is order, where there is perfect ritual, where there is harmony, it is the ray doing this, not us. Don't be afraid of this. The ray flows naturally. It flows and everything is done very spontaneously. So those who work very hard at being orderly, those who work very hard to be disciplined, are coming close to this ray. They are in the aura of this ray, or they are being worked on by this ray. But those people who embody this ray do this spontaneously. They do this naturally. They are orderly. They are disciplined without making any effort. And these rays work on the outer level. And all we have to do is look around and we can see the action of each one. You can see this in the world. You can see this manifested. You can see this in some people at certain times. You can see this clearly. Now, the other five rays that we are already trying to get to know, trying to draw near, these other five rays do not work here externally. The other five rays work inwardly. They work on the inside. They work in the inner world. They work on our inner levels. And for us to begin to perceive the other five, these seven rays have to already be well ingrained, well taken in. They have to be well known and worked on in us. In this planetary cycle, these seven rays have every possibility of becoming experienced in each one of us. Each one of us, in the planets, in those things which do not depend on us, the rays are manifested in each one of us. All seven rays can be expressed to perfection. So we would have to be open to this. We would have to be willing to accept this. Here we have to take a stand. We have to have an attitude, an intention that is really put into practice, because then the other rays will begin to work on us inwardly. Then we will really go on to a new stage, to a new phase. We will enter another evolutionary cycle, which we do not really get into by our action. Our action involves these seven rays that were described, these energies. The other five rays will act on us. They will bring things to us. They will expand our consciousness. They will broaden our understanding and our capabilities. These rays themselves do this within us, but we cannot skip these stages. We cannot overlook any detail of these seven rays. We have to be attentive. And then people say, but this is not possible, this perfection the whole time. I know it is not possible, but we have to have this intention, we have to make up our minds, we have to make this effort, because what is impossible will be provided for. But as long as we are not doing that which is possible, what is impossible cannot be granted. Then there is no way to relate to the other five. There is no way you can enter the sphere of the other five and for the other five to work on you. The other five are very important. For example, our relationship to other levels of consciousness. It is basic for us to relate to other levels of consciousness. We could be relating to superphysical worlds, to the intraterrestrial brothers, to the more advanced civilizations. All this interrelationship of the eighth ray is there to be worked on, to be developed in us. And how many of us are already consciously aware of this relationship to other levels, to other dimensions? Very few. A few unconsciously might be more worked on in this regard, more advanced, but this has to be brought to the conscious level as well. And in the same way, these five rays on the inner level are waiting for us to make up our minds to fulfill the stage of the seven material rays and the stage of all this material action, so that we can be worked on and so that humanity may really go on to another stage and the planet may really go on to another stage. The person who raised the question as to whether the Earth was going to disintegrate should really be concerned about these things. Our mind in the fifth ray should be focusing on this, not on the disintegration of the Earth. We should be concerning ourselves with this subject. We should be concerned with our part in this. We should be focusing on these rays. This is our role now. We have to go to the highest level we possibly can in this regard. The rest will be taken care of. And the inner work of the other five rays represents the new stage of humanity, the new stage of our consciousness, the new cycle of the world. All this is being worked on, but our part is still a long way away from being fulfilled. And since everything has speeded up in these times, we have the very active planetary centers sending us many impulses, sending us a great amount of energy. What we have not done in 2,000 years, we can do in much less time. What did not happen in 2,000 years the way it should have happened can happen today in a more compressed time span. We are not trying to calculate or make an estimate because these things cannot be put into time slots. But what did not happen the way it was meant to in 2,000 years can happen within rescuable humanity. These things can happen. It is possible for this to come to completion. So it's as though we were being reborn at every moment. It's as though we were receiving a new impulse at each moment that goes by. This is precisely the present times. This is the stage we are living. We are receiving impulses all the time, but now we have to respond, and when we respond, we have to make up for 2,000 years of virtual inertia. This was not so on the level of the souls, nor on the level of the monads, but here on the external level. You can see what the world is like, and you can see how very little has been done with those laws that became public 2,000 years ago. 2,000 years ago, certain laws became publicly known, and practically nothing has been done within those laws on the outer levels. Up until today, the world goes on as it was in those days, so very little has been done. But within the souls and within the monads, much did take place. And we should follow this more consciously. We should use the eighth ray, this ray of interconnection of levels, and invoke this ray and open ourselves to this eighth ray and become more aware of what happens to us on our inner levels. The eighth ray helps us to recognize that inwardly we are much more expanded than we are here on the outside, that in our consciousness, inwardly, we are much more willing, much more progressive, much truer than we are here on the outside. We need this eighth ray very much. We really have to invoke this possibility of uniting these levels. To unify these levels does not mean to have visions to see what happens on other levels. To unify these levels means to be here on the outside the way we are on the inner levels, not to exist simply physically here on the outside, simply in feelings, simply mentally. We have to exist as souls here on the outside as well, to bring our intuition here to the outside, to act intuitively, to act in a spiritual way, to act as a monadic force. This is the time to do this. The world needs this. All of us need this. Humans need to live this at this time. This is what we are to do.